Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is educational leader Lee Garrett, author of Cognitive Yoga, Mindful Strategies for Teachers, who has 25 years of teaching experience and coaches educators in social emotional learning, which is what we will talk about today. So welcome, Lee. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm delighted.
Oh, we are delighted to have you. Now, let's let our listeners know exactly what you do and what you're coaching our educators to do, how it can be helpful in the classroom and for our students.
Okay. Well, based on 10 years at the Parker Charter School, I took what I was learning from a meditation center that I belong to about paying attention. And I would bring in what I could to the students, and it had to be adapted because it's secular. And a lot of it has to do with coordinating their mind and their senses and their bodies together so that they can actually calm down long enough to sustain attention on a single idea or topic.
And that's really important, especially when you have, you know, teachers, I mean, the class sizes are getting bigger. You've got the No Child Left Behind stuff, the inclusion that's going on. Teachers have to be at the end of their rope a lot of times in terms of keeping all these kids focused in. So for teachers, what's the first thing that you teach them about the social emotional learning and the practices that you find within your book, Cognitive Yoga?
Well, I don't like to preach. I like to have experiences. So instead of telling them what they should do, we do a practice. And the first practice we try out is called the stop exercise. And basically, it's falling still, taking a few deep breaths, and listening out into the sounds of the classroom and beyond. And it has a profound effect on clearing up the agitation from prior activities. And I teach the teachers that and then ask them, well, how does that feel? And when they know that it feels better for them to be centered, then they know that it's going to feel better for the kids to feel centered.
And with all of this focus that the teachers have and the school systems have on standardized tests, you know, they are held responsible for all of their students and test scores and so on and so forth. Is this all of that going on? How can teachers find time, having all that pressure on them to perform, how do they have time to incorporate kind of a new approach to teaching?
Okay, this is not an extra. They say the social-emotional learning is not something more on the plate. It is the plate. It is the structure. It is the foundation so that they can focus. If the kids don't focus, they can't learn anything. That's just a fact. And a distressed kid can't learn. And they know that from the neuroscience of it. So what happens is that over the course of the years, you teach kids coping skills so that if they have something bothering them, they have a chance to let off the steam. They learn how to manage their emotions and to essentially behave appropriately when they are in the classroom. Does that make sense?
Yes. And now what about the testing? You know, I mean, why are we focused so much on this and not necessarily the students and their well-being and their, you know, and their emotional state?
That's a really hard question. They tried to improve education by developing standards, but the a priori assumption of standardized testing is that students can memorize enough facts to navigate through life. What I'd like to ask, is it worth the time we invest in pre-teaching and taking the test? What can students learn that is going to last them a lifetime, not just until the next geometry test or whatever? Testing tests how well you take a test. It doesn't test a life skill.
Or even the knowledge of the material, right?
No,
I mean,
no.
It's not even testing that.
No, because you forget what you don't love, what doesn't mean anything to you. So if you supposedly learned the multiplication tables, right, and the next day you forget 7 times 7, have you really learned them? But if you have to know what 7 times 7 is because you have a little project, and that's one of the data points that you have, and you're interested in that project, you will keep that knowledge. It's going to stick. And social-emotional learning is about connecting to the children's interests, what their heart tells them that they love, in ways that makes things stick. And then those things that they, project-based learning, gets, if they learn one subject really well, then the skills transfer to other topics, other subjects.
Well, that makes complete sense. And now, I know your book, Cognitive Yoga, is geared towards teachers, but can others learn and use some of these practices in the daily, in our daily lives, and we're feeling kind of out of whack and stressed out and unfocused as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The neuroscience of this has just exploded. It's just all over the internet. And they know, for example, that you're more effective at work when you can pay attention. And how do you pay attention? Well, first of all, you have to do one thing at a time. And in order to do one thing at a time, you have to focus your mind and stop yourself from splitting between what you're worried about at home and what you're doing right now. And one of the ways of doing that is the stop exercise, as I mentioned before. And it's a habit. These are practices.
Yes, right. And something that you do on a regular basis, like you said, make it a part of your coping skills anywhere. So, Lee, I want to thank you for not, of course, just helping teachers and students out there, but everyone with these practices, and our listeners can learn much more about Lee Garrett in her book, Cognitive Yoga, Mindful Strategies for Teachers, at her website, which is cognitiveyoga.com.
Right, and it's available on Amazon. The book is available on Amazon, too. And it's this professional development classes. Also.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Everything, all the information you need on cognitiveyoga.com. Thanks for being here, Lee. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.